From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. A bare-bones Missouri State Board of Education met yesterday for the first time in 6 months. Governor Mike Parson appointed two people to the 8-person board this week so it would again have enough members to meet. One thing the board talked about is transitioning governance of St. Louis public schools from state control back to an elected body. State Board member Vic Lentz says the appointed and elected boards need help agreeing on a timeline.
You know, I think that if we put a little push on it, it can move things ahead.
Board members briefly discussed the search for a new education commissioner. They also approved reauthorizing 5 charter schools in St. Louis and Kansas City. And it got an update on overhauling the accountability standards the state measures school districts by. A top state official has decided not to pay the legal bills for attorneys who represented former Governor Eric Greitens against potential impeachment proceedings. Officials from the Office of Administration say the primary beneficiary of their work was Greitens individually, and that the attorneys weren't needed for the governor's office itself. 2 invoices were denied, totaling $182,000. Both lawyers said they hope the office will reconsider. One told reporters it looks like the attorneys are caught in the, quote, politically motivated fight. Missouri's ID voter law is facing legal challenge from a national Democratic group who allege it creates undue burdens for voters who lack the required photo identification. The Kansas City Star reports a group called Priorities USA filed the lawsuit on behalf of 70-year-old Mildred Gutierrez of Jackson County. The lawsuit says her license expired in 2016 and Gutierrez wasn't able to renew it due to failing vision. They say she was informed she wouldn't be able to vote in future elections without a non-driver's license from the state. The law says a person without a photo ID can cast a ballot if they sign a sworn statement stating they don't have the required documents. But her lawyers argue procedural hurdles are, quote, fraught with uncertainty and unwarranted threats of criminal penalties. Elected officials and members of the faith community came together to raise money for an organization devoted to combating poverty, according to reporting from the Columbia, Missourian. More than 50 churches were represented yesterday at the Boone County Community Prayer Breakfast. The purpose of the meetings is to bring together the faith community to collectively address issues facing Columbia. The meeting raised $4,000 for Love, Inc., a local nonprofit which fights poverty in Columbia. The group has plans to expand their furniture bank and open a new coffee shop. The Boone County Electric Corporation donated a building for the initiative, which will be staffed by Columbians who face barriers to employment. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.